USA Radio News.
A third COVID vaccine could be available in just a few months. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. While that's lower than the effectiveness of the other vaccines, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News the new vaccine still has benefits.
Number one, it's a single dose, much more convenient. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain. You can just keep it in a refrigerator. It's relatively cheap, and the company can make billions of doses.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, Johnson & Johnson expects to have 100 million doses by June. More info coming out on how COVID affects pregnant women. A study released yesterday finds while only 12% of pregnant women get seriously ill from the virus, those who do are at a higher risk of pregnancy complications and death. Another study finds pregnant women who develop COVID antibodies can pass that protection to their children through the placenta. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Not wearing a mask while traveling could soon be a federal offense. The CDC issuing an order Friday night that calls for travelers to wear masks on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of transportation. Exceptions are allowed for military vehicles, commercial trucks, and children younger than two. This change takes effect at 11:59 p.m. Monday. It's not clear what punishment violators could face. President Biden wants a COVID relief bill passed soon, even if it isn't bipartisan. Most Republicans are opposed to his $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Biden yesterday, though, says bold action is needed.
Millions of people are out of work, unemployed. Future millions are held back for no good reason other than our failure to act. So the choice couldn't be clearer. We have learned from past crises the risk is not doing too much. The risk is not doing enough.
Without GOP support, Democrats could use the budget reconciliation process to pass the bill. That process calls for a simple majority vote instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican senator taking steps to block President Biden from packing the Supreme Court. Tim Berg has more.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and a handful of his Republican colleagues are reintroducing a constitutional amendment that would mandate the Supreme Court have 9 justices, seeking to block any future attempts by President Biden or his successors to expand the court. Rubio telling Fox News,
"This is where they're headed. This is where their radical base is demanding. And so that was their plan and their intent all along, and I think we have to be prepared for it. And if that's not the case, if they are not, in fact, planning to do it, then they should be supporting the constitutional amendment that I'm offering, which would make the number that we have now on the court permanent. So you don't start using the number of justices on the court as a political strategy to sort of taken to its absurd conclusion. If a new administration, every time they come in, they don't like the composition of the court, they'll just keep adding justices. We could, at some point have 25 members of the Supreme Court. That would be absurd. But that's the direction we could head here if we don't put a stop to it now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A special recognition for the Capitol police officer who died in the riot this month. Brian Sicknick will lie in honor next week in the Capitol Rotunda. In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer say Sicknick's heroism that day helped save lives. An effort underway to honor President Trump in Ohio. Two state lawmakers yesterday proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.